a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump has announced that he will name New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as ambassador to the UN. Trump also naming his former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan as the country's new border czar. Trump says Homan will also be in charge of the deportation of thousands of illegal immigrants back to their country of origin. Fire crews on both coasts of the United States are battling wildfires. ABC's Ginger Z has more on the blazes burning along the New York-New Jersey border, with the smell of smoke wafting north and over the Connecticut area as well. Here's ABC's Ginger Z.
The smoke, that's not going to go away. With the wind pushing through, some of the fire that we're watching looks like it'll go right through, say, just south of Bedford, Ossining, over to Greenwich. Stamford should smell and feel it.
The Santa Ana winds help with the mountain fire in Southern California this weekend, but a new front that could bring more winds to Ventura County is probably going to cause problems. This is ABC. A family on a sinking catamaran rescued by a Disney cruise ship this weekend.
The Coast Guard got a call around 8:30 a.m. yesterday that a 50-foot catamaran was sinking off the coast of Bermuda. A failure in the escape hatch was causing the boat to take on water. About 80 nautical miles away was the Disney Treasure, the newest ship in the Disney Cruise Line fleet, which makes its maiden voyage next month. The Disney Treasure was headed to its new home in Port Canaveral, Florida, when the Coast Guard alerted the captain. The Disney Treasure launching one of its lifeboats, bringing all four passengers to safety.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Price of Bitcoin soaring to a record high of $81,000 amid optimism that a Trump administration will benefit cryptocurrencies. The value of Bitcoin, the world's biggest cryptocurrency, has now risen by more than 80% this year. Using the campaign, the president-elect promised to make the U.S. the, quote, crypto capital of the planet, and also to accumulate a national stockpile of Bitcoin. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Friday, November 15th, beginning at 7 p.m. through to 9 p.m., the High School Drama Club in Hayward is presenting The Love of Three Oranges, a comedy in three acts by Hilary DePiano, based on a scenario by Carlo Gozzi. Tickets are available at the door, with general admission $5, and students are free, and there are multiple days for this show. The Friday and Saturday shows start at 7 p.m., with the doors opening at 6:45 p.m., and the Sunday matinee starts at 1:30 p.m., with the doors opening at 1:15 p.m. Their students are very excited to share this experience with the community. Once again, that's this weekend, with the Friday and Saturday shows beginning at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:45, and the Sunday matinee beginning at 1:30, with the doors opening at 1:15, at the Hayward High School. We know the importance of having health insurance for ourselves and our children, but did you know you can also get insurance for your pets? Here's Melissa Kay.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is advising pet owners to know what they're agreeing to before signing up. Pet insurance policies can vary greatly in price and coverage. The BBB says to get to know the different types of plans, decide how much coverage you need, compare prices and plans, and read the fine print. You also want to check if there's a waiting period and insure your pet when they're young and healthy. You can potentially get the best deal if you ask about discounts for multiple pets or annual payments instead of paying monthly. You should also plan for premium increases as your pet ages. If pet insurance doesn't seem feasible, consider setting up an emergency fund for your pet instead and start saving. You can find out more at bbb.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet in Monaqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 exclusive diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them at Highway 51 South at Monaqua.
Wisconsin wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers with an 87-56 win over Appalachian State. The Mountaineers jumped out to an early lead before Wisconsin took over, head coach Greg Gard.
The stretch in the first half of 15 straight possessions with stops, I think it's just guys gaining confidence with it. I think we've become more physical and more aggressive. The fact that they're getting better connected with new guys, but the defensive end, I thought we finally started to put some things together like we've been talking about, and we'd shown in flashes, but not consistently over a stretch of time. So that's a good sign going forward.
NBA, the Bucks are at home tomorrow night against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee now 2-8 after losing yesterday to the Celtics, 113-107. Damian Lillard.
You want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out, you know, we had control of the game. Just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting four open houses this month regarding proposed changes to deer management units within the Badger State. I'll tell you how you can participate when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR will host four open houses this month to share information about proposed changes to the state's deer management units. Three of these open houses will be in person, and the fourth is entirely virtual. The DNR reviews deer management unit boundaries every few years. This year's review is focused on the management units in the Northern Forest Zone, the Metropolitan Subunits, and the boundary lines between the Central Forest and Farmland Zones. The farmland zone units are not being reviewed at this time. At the meetings, DNR staff will be present to talk with the public about the DMU review process and the specific proposals on the table. The meeting dates are as follows: Thursday, November 14th at the Woodruff Town Hall, Tuesday, November 19th at the Norvado Building in Cable, Wednesday, November 20th at the Adams County Community Center in Adams, and that virtual-only meeting will be Monday, November 18th. All meetings run 5 to 7 p.m. Learn more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43. Tonight, mostly clear 25. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98 Q Country.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack, all I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks. Carrying your love with me, it's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love. On a lonely
highway, stuck out in the rain. Darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part. The sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed. Carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone, I'll have everything I'll ever need. The good Lord speak, carrying your love with me.
In the weekend, not doing any sleeping. So get in, let's take a ride. And baby, let's go take a dirt road. Kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree. And it won't be anyone watching. No. You and I getting down, do some up all night. Now don't forget your flip-flops. We can stop by the quick stop, get some jerky and a 12-pack. No telling when we'll be back. I got a cooler in the truck bed, couple towels when we get wet, 'cause you know we're gonna jump in and take a little midnight swim. Dirt road, kick it back, find a good song on the radio till we get lost in a sunset falling. Lay a blanket by the creek where the moon peaks over that sycamore tree. And it won't be anyone watching, no one watching. Now there ain't nothing wrong, baby, you and I getting down, do some up all night. You ain't.
them up all night. Yeah, me and you, oh, up all night. Yeah. La 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 la.
All right, Mr. John Party there at 98Q Country. Well, the winter sports season already cranking up a little bit. Middle school boys, the Butternut Middle School boys, are they're going to Mellon today for a contest. And we've got high school girls basketball and I think wrestling getting going with their practices today. So the winter sports season's already easing into it anyway. We'll do the birthdays, anniversaries next. Call us 762-3221 if you got one. Birthdays, anniversaries, and our celebs at the bottom of the hour.
Spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Farmer Johnson does a little dance. Creeks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they want a cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
Call me a walk.
box, I keep the hit spinning nonstop. Something about a steel guitar, moaning the blues, makes me wanna throw back a case or two. They say honky tonk heroes go to heaven, you know. Maybe that's why everybody wants to go, 'cause it sounds like the radio back in 94, you know. Hook the speaker up to my soul, it sounds like the radio.
Tracy Lawrence and the Stars Over Texas at 98Q Country. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment here. Joel here on a Monday. Good to have you with. Windy day. The winds are going to die down, though, according to our meteorologist crew there. So if you can hang on here through the morning, the afternoon might not be too bad. Weather mild. Maybe not so much today, but anytime you can get upper 40s and push 50 for a high temperature, I think we're doing all right here with... probably, maybe not quite 50, but 45 to 50 for the next week. Then as we get into the deer season, it's certainly looking like, temperature-wise anyway, we have the chance of getting some snowfall in time for the opener of the deer season, which is Saturday the 23rd, the traditional 9-day gun deer season, of course. Doesn't look like anything crazy cold for the opener. Right now, the opening weekend, they're calling for temperatures probably right around 37, 38. And that's pretty good. That's not too warm, not too cold. So I think it's shaking out to be pretty good. That's still a ways away. So we'll see if we can get just a... It'd be nice to have like a couple inches, right? Just for visibility and stuff. And the non-crunching of the leaves and whatever else. That would be nice. Right now, anyway, it's setting up to be a pretty good opening weekend of the traditional gun deer season. We are very busy behind the scenes. We are putting together a brand new Deer Hunters Roundup webpage at 98qcountry.com. It is under construction. If you go there now, you'll look at it and you'll say, Joel, not impressive. But they're working on it. Everything behind the scenes is going to be a pretty cool page. So stay tuned for details on that. And another big gun deer season and another big Deer Hunters Roundup. We'll do it this year. We've got Saturday the 23rd, and there's no show on the 24th because the Packers have a 3 o'clock game that day, and then the post game's going to go all the way till like 9 o'clock. So we're doing it a little bit different this year. We got Saturday the 23rd, then we got Thanksgiving week. We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we've got with the Packers playing on Thanksgiving Day, that opens up that following weekend, so it evens out. It evens out in the end. We'll get to all of our birthdays and anniversaries. If you got somebody, give us a call, 715-762-3221. We'll get to that after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump has announced that he will name New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as ambassador to the UN. Trump also naming his former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan as the country's new border czar. Trump says Homan will also be in charge of the deportation of thousands of illegal immigrants back to their country of origin. Fire crews on both coasts of the United States are battling wildfires. ABC's Ginger Z has more on the blazes burning along the New York-New Jersey border with the smell of smoke wafting north and over the Connecticut area as well. Here's ABC's Ginger Z.
The smoke, that's not going to go away. With the wind pushing through, some of the fire that we're watching looks like it'll go right through, say, just south of Bedford, Ossining, over to Greenwich. Stamford should smell and feel it.
The Santa Ana winds help with mountain fire in Southern California this weekend, but a new front that could bring more winds to Ventura County is probably going to cause problems. This is
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m., the Mitza Creek Farm in Hayward is hosting a make-your-own wreath, porch pot, or garland class. This is open house style, and they will have an instructor on hand to walk you through each step of making your own wreath, porch pot, or garland. And they encourage you to decorate how you want. Once again, that is Saturday, November 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m. at West 1265 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Today is Veterans Day, a day of remembrance for most, but unfortunately, many veterans are still facing various challenges. Lisa Hale has more.
The Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton provides emergency funding for basic needs for veterans to help them remain in their homes and get the help they need.
Because let's face it, let's say you have PTSD, but if you're getting ready to get thrown out of your house, you think you're going to your VA appointment? No. You're worried about trying to find a roof over your house.
That's Tim Cody, who is a full-time volunteer with the Fox Valley Veterans Council.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Wisconsin wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers with an 87-56 win over Appalachian State. The Mountaineers jumped out to an early lead before Wisconsin took over. Head coach Greg Gard.
The stretch in the first half of 15 straight possessions with stops. I think it's just guys gaining confidence with it. I think we've become more physical and more aggressive. The fact that they're getting better connected with new guys. But the defensive end, I thought we finally started to put some things together like we've been talking about, and we'd shown in flashes, but not consistently over a stretch of time. So that's a good sign going forward.
NBA, the Bucks are at home tomorrow night against the Toronto Raptors. Milwaukee now 2-8 after losing yesterday to the Celtics, 113-107. Damian Lillard.
You want to win, especially a situation that we're in where you want to win games, you want to protect your home floor. We came out, you know, we had control of the game. Just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Bonacera! Dive into pasta night at Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut, Wisconsin. Savor Alfredo, lasagna, ravioli, and garlic bread every Wednesday starting at 4.
Happy birthday, happy anniversary wishes going out. We got Jerry Slack, who's celebrating a birthday today, from the whole family there. Jerry, happy birthday to you. You share your day on this Veterans Day, November 11th. With, let's see here, Leonardo DiCaprio. He's one of my favorites. I guess there's been a lot of different movies he's been in, including The Revenant, of course. Titanic, I think, will always be his signature movie, for me anyway. The Titanic, The Wolf of Wall Street, Blood Diamond, The Aviator. There's all kinds of, just it goes on and on. On and on. He's just... I don't know, something about him. Do you like it? Catch Me If You Can is one of my favorite ones that he did. 50, Leonardo DiCaprio. Calista Flockhart, the actress, TV's Ally McBeal and others, 60 today. Demi Moore, she's fabulous. The actress from Ghost, Indecent Proposal, A Few Good Men, G.I. Jane, was married to Bruce Willis, is also married to Ashton Kutcher. Not sure if she's married now. Her real name is Demetria Jean Guinness. Her agent said, how about Demi Moore? Good with that. 62 for Demi Moore today. Stanley Tucci. It's a fun last name to have, isn't it? T-U-C-C-I. Tucci. He was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 2010 for The Lovely Bones. His other notables appearances included the Hunger Games series, Julie and Julia. 64 for Stanley Tucci today. Narvel Feltz, the country legend, Arkansas native. He's still going. He's 86 today for Narvel Feltz. Hank Garland, he led guitar, his lead guitar, rather, powered Elvis Presley's song Little Sister. If you hear that, that's Hank Garland playing the guitar. Big Hunk of Love, as well as the Everly Brothers' Bye Bye Love and Wake Up Little Susie, the guitar on that, that was Hank Garland. He's born on this day in 1930. He passed in 2004. Jonathan Winters. If you watch old clips of him on the old talk shows, he was Robin Williams-like and kind of a pre-Robin Williams-type comedian, just all over the place, but funny. And he did some movies, too. A TV host, actor from... The Loved One, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Everybody was in that one. 1925, Jonathan Winters was born, and he passed back in 2013. And Kurt Vonnegut Jr., the author, whose novels included Slaughterhouse-Five, Cat's Cradle, and Breakfast of Champions. He died in New York back in 2007. Kurt Vonnegut Jr., born on this day. In 1922, community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs.
Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43. Tonight, mostly clear 25. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98Q Country.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
pair of jeans. She looks great in cheap sunglasses. She looks great in anything. She's, I want a piece of chocolate. Take me to a movie. She's, I can't find a thing to wear. Now and then she's moody. She's a Saturn with a sunroof, with her brown hair blowing. She's a soft place to land and a good feeling known. She's a warm conversation that I wouldn't miss for nothing. She's a fighter when she's mad, and she's a lover when she's loving. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. I talk about her, I go on and on and on. Saturday out on the town, and a church girl on Sunday. She's a cross around her neck and a cuss word cause it's Monday. She's a bubble bath and candles. Baby, come and kiss me. She's a one glass of wine and she's feeling kinda tipsy. She's the giver I wish I could be and the stealer of the covers. She's a picture in my wallet and my unborn children's mother. She's the hand that I'm holding when I'm on my knees and praying. She's the answer to my prayer, and she's the song that I'm playing. And she's everything I ever wanted and everything I need. And I talk about her, I go on and on and on, 'cause she's everything. And someday when I'm 90, she's that wooden rocking chair I want rocking right beside me. Every day that passes, I only love her more. Yeah, she's the one that I'd lay down my own life for. And she's everything I ever wanted, everything I need. She's everything.
BP Brad Paisley at 98Q Country. I see Team Seal is going to be doing an alumni hockey game again this year. Very popular event over the Christmas break. So if you're an alumni of Team Seal Hockey, check with your cohorts there and be sure you're in on that big event. I think December 28th, I believe, is the official day. A little bit breezy out there this morning, but should turn out to be a little better this afternoon. Less breezy anyway. Temperatures in that 45-50 range for the rest of the week. My wife pointed something out the other day. Of course, shopping for food is very stressful right now because prices are just crazy. I mean, just they're just insane right now. When you talk about the cost of beef and all that stuff, and just a box of cereal, a bag of Doritos, all that stuff is just crazy priced, and drives my wife crazy. She does most of the shopping, but she did point out to me the other day, where she was having a box of cereal or whatever, I had purchased some cereal, and she just randomly said to me, and this is why I love my wife, she's just so funny, she just randomly said, whatever happened to prizes in the cereal boxes? Remember that? And my first inclination was, well, somebody probably swallowed one and they sued somebody and then they stopped. And she was like, this, my wife's like, nobody's going to swallow a prize. They were too big. They were usually wrapped in something. But that's true. They used to put coupons on the box or inside the box. And, of course, we still do coupons, but we don't do the box cardboard coupons, I don't think, much anymore. But the general prize is inside the cereal box. And I told my wife, I said, maybe we're just older now. I said, I'm buying the brand cereal now. I mean, they're not putting a Pokemon toy inside of a brand cereal, for gosh sakes. And she's like, no, I look. She said, I look for, I don't know if she's actually physically shopping for the toys that are inside the boxes, but I don't know, maybe they are out there. Maybe Greg Gunderson can confirm that there are prizes inside of cereal boxes, and this old man is just missing the correct cereal box. Is there any truth to that?
You know, I'll tell you what, I actually don't know if they still are a thing. I feel like I've seen download codes, like go online and watch this episode. You can plug your code in and get free access to this episode.
Don't get me started with the plug-in codes.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I think I don't want to create a controversy here, but I think I might have been the target audience for the peak of cereal box freebies.
Mm-hmm.
We got computer games.
Oh.
Just a couple times, but I remember specifically an actual CD that went into our Windows 98 Dell that came in a box that was bigger than my bed.
Yeah.
And they were playable games. I remember playing a Honeycomb cereal advertisement for hours because it didn't require the internet. Which
I vaguely remember that. Yeah, when Blake was young. Yeah,
didn't tie up the phone, so it was there. Those were probably. I mean, sitting there and staring at the cereal box was what you did while you ate cereal anyway.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was easy to daydream about. It's like, okay, cool. Play as that character, and you. Like, I remember like awful gameplay now, but it was. Yeah.
Who has brothers or sisters remembers sitting at the breakfast table and just creating the wall of boxes. Don't look at me. You know, you lean down, eat your cereal. You got the box, the wall of boxes, cereal, and then one of your brothers grabs a box because apparently they needed to have cereal too or something.
I only have one brother, so it was always a little bit more reliable which direction the issues were coming from.
But I mean, the Lucky Charms, the Honeycombs, everything they advertised them on TV, it was all about the toy in the box for probably many years. It was about the toy in the box.
You get cereal for free when you buy this box of toys. Basically,
that's about what it was. But that's a thing of the past now, apparently. And the download codes, I told my wife a couple months ago, I said, my first, when I die, I said, one of the things I want to know when I die is, how many prizes did I miss out on? How many times did I drink a bottle of Coke, and that code was a free Hummer, and I missed it, I threw it away? How many times did that happen in my life?
I mean, the nice thing there was, those were instant wins. Toby.
Yeah. Toby wants to know where his free Hummer is, too. Yeah, but, I mean, it used to be, you know, you scratched off or whatever. There was never that you looked at it and just like, it's too much work. I'm not even going to look.
No, it was an instant win. It was, if the cap says this, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's screw open the cap and see if the cap says this. You know immediately, like the dopamine is there.
Take it back. You could take it back to the grocery store and say, free bottle of Coke, and they would take it.
Oh, you walk in like a man with a bounty hunter in the Wild West. It's just like, you owe me now. I have what you see.
Yeah, even at the grocery stores, the games have faded. It took them a long time for them to fade. But Monopoly used to be a big one where you go to the grocery store, you buy X number of dollars worth of food. They would give you one or two Monopoly game pieces, and you'd put them on your game board, and you'd see if you won. That was a very common thing with major retail grocery stores.
I actually just wound up down a YouTube rabbit hole about a very popular fast food chain that ran a Monopoly-ish type thing. I don't want to go too far into detail, but basically that's not around anymore because of the sheer level of scamming that happened.
It was McDonald's,
family members and
there was a documentary done on that.
I was pretty impressed by the level of grift that people thought of. It's just, I don't know, I don't want to knock people who designed the Monopoly system, but there was clearly a lot of opportunity for corner cutting.
When you throw $1 million or a new house or a new $100,000 car out there, people are going to come after it. You better be ready. And they did.
Well, they say death and taxes. It's death, taxes, and greed. There will always be, you want people to be at their best and their worst at the same time, dangle a pile of money in front of them. You'll see some crazy stuff.
So I guess the reason why all these little fun little games at the fast food places and the grocery stores went away was, it was because of us. I mean, it was the general public. The general public destroyed it, what they did.
We can't have nice things because we don't want nice things. We want money.
Yeah, exactly. So no more. Now, next time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to be, every box of cereal, I'm going to turn it in the back just to see if there's any prize. If there's just one. Maybe just one that's still giving away a prize.
If you see me randomly walking into this studio with a box of cereal, you know it has a toy in it. And I'm bringing it just for you.
All right, very good. Well, yesterday we observed the 49th 49 years ago, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 50 years next year, it'll be 1975. When you listen to that song, you think, I always think to myself, well, this was just a story about a legendary shipwreck that happened way back in like 1870. It was 1975. I mean, that's still a ways back, but it's still one of the more, maybe the most recent huge shipwreck.
Yeah, certainly anywhere close by. I mean, Lake Superior being the one unique opportunity we have at shipwrecks in the Northwoods, that's a stone's throw through history. That's really close by in the recent past, really.
Yeah, and when I met my wife, I learned there's a line in that song. Everybody has a couple of songs where you thought the words were something and they weren't, you know?
Oh,
and I learned that the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I went through many years of my life thinking it said it was the big lake they called it Shigumee. And that's what I thought it was for many years.
I don't want to laugh because of the seriousness of the topic, but that sounds like some like throwaway word that Michael Jackson would use.
My wife pointed out to me, and I said, Gitche-Gumee, what are you talking about? It's Shigu. I just never paid attention
much.
There
are signs up there, Joel. If you go to the lake, you can see
it is. Because every time now we go to Lake Superior, we'll go up to Ashland. I'll get out of the car, and I'll just say, oh, the old Gitche. My wife will be like, really? You're just going to keep riding this old Gitche-Gumee?
You got to burn it back in, or you might make the mistake again.
Yeah. So in honor of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, let's go break the format and get you a little Gordon Lightfoot here.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where
the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours. The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
AQ Country.
Roosevelt Road was too rough for my old truck. Yeah, she's shaking, she's shimmying like Elvis singing all sugar. But you can't blame a boy for going driving like a stole. Flames